It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Well, hello and welcome to KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, that's Gerard Mayo telling his players today that Drake May is going to be the starter on Sunday, even though we spent all day, yesterday? Talking about Drake May being the quarterback starting Sunday, I ask, who's the leak?
Yeah, this, KJ, and how are you? Feels like an ownership level leak. And maybe not the owners themselves, but someone in that executive suite. And the reason I say that, you know, who got it first? Rappaport, Schefter had it second. Those are guys that predate Gerard Mayo's time here and Van Pelt's time here and May's time here and Brissett's time here. Like, these guys, I mean, I think Mayo was a player when Rappaport first started working for the Herald, and then Rappaport moved on. But basically, their relationships with this executive level, at least, predate pretty much everybody here on the coaching staff and on the roster. So that's why I look to, feels kind of like an ownership thing for me.
Well, here's what's weird. Twofold. One, why show your hand a couple days early? Why not at least let Houston prepare for Jacoby Brissett and then have to figure out what they're going to do about May? And two, does this not kind of undermine Gerard Mayo to his players if he's telling his players almost 24 hours later? Like, doesn't that seem weird to you? I could see if it was like a couple hours before he got a chance to tell the players. But literally, we came on at 6 last night. We talked about it right at 6.
Yeah, we knew 2 hours before then, right?
We knew 2 hours before then. So about 4 o'clock yesterday, we were exchanging messages about it. And this morning? So at least 16 hours later? To me, it feels like if you want to allow Gerard Mayo to have some victories, at least to let him do the things that he should be able to do as a head coach, like, let me just get on an emergency group call with my team in 2 seconds, let them know what's going on. It's about to hit the press. If people upstairs are going to release it, that's perfectly fine. But we've almost gone a full day. It just seems weird, does it not, that a head coach is telling you the next day, I told the players today, and we've known since yesterday?
Yeah, and the other piece of this, too, is just another evidence that this could be an ownership thing. Tommy Curran was the first person to report that Belichick was going to be gone, and that was after the Germany game against the Colts. But on the day that it happened, the first people with it were Adam Schefter and SportsCenter, right? So where do you think that was coming from, right?
That could have come from Belichick,
but the way it was phrased was mutual parting of the ways. Like, I think if it came from Bill would have texted him being like, yeah, they canned me. They fired me. Oh, they don't want me around. Whereas the way it was phrased, you know, that, and not to get in the weeds on that, but I think that's another kind of signal there. And yeah, I mean, what I think the juxtaposition here, KJ, is you go back to late August. Mayo was very adamant, I'm not going to name my starting quarterback publicly until I talk to the team.
Yes.
And he said that to the media. Then we waited. I want to say it was 48 hours or so. We waited. And then remember he had like that 30-second press conference where he was like,
all these people are mad that they go down there. And he's like, you could have just done this on a video conference.
Right. But he gave like the I made the decision. But still, he told the whole team first. And he was adamant that's the way it was going to go. And now I think you can make the case, KJ, this is a bigger decision than the one to start Brissett week one, right? Like the week Brissett, hey, he's the vet. You know, he's been around. I thought personally he looked a little better on the whole balance of camp. I know May was better towards the end. But point being, that was an easier decision. This is the potential future of your franchise. This is a big freaking deal. So for it to leak out, like you said, not an hour or two, or not as he's about to start talking to the team,
right,
but we're talking 18, 20 hours beforehand on their day off. So even if Brissett and May knew, and I'm not saying this is the end of the world, but I think considering the way he talked about it late August.
Brissett and Drake May would not be the leaks.
I agree with that, yeah.
Right, so you could like take them off. I don't want to start naming subjects. Then I was thinking like, okay, maybe the discussion of, all right, Van Pelt maybe didn't think that Drake May was ready, but there was the push that Drake May was ready, and that maybe he's like, okay, well, yeah, they're going to go with Drake. But I didn't believe that. But here's what's crazy, and this goes to the business of football. You remember when Cam Newton, when you found out that he wasn't going to be the starter, remember how quick they took out so much stuff in front of Foxborough that had Cam Newton on it?
Just released him. Like, that's kind of how you found out. You saw the news that they released him. You're like, oh, okay, I guess it's Max time.
Right. So my thinking is, man, maybe because you'll only know once you see the game program on Sunday. They probably like, okay, to put the order in for the game programs and to have Drake May up there with the headline, "A New Era Begins," that probably has to be handed in yesterday. Okay, for printing, make sure everything's right. If there are any errors, then you get to a weekend. So is that crazy that possibly the people who printed up?
Yeah, but I think if they're making their decisions in any way connected to that, that's an embarrassment. And I'm not saying you're saying that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, is that not bad that a potential printing press somewhere in remote Mass, you know, knew that Drake May was going to be the starting quarterback before his teammates knew when they found out this morning? And so, John, it goes to this, is the Patriot way now officially dead, right? Do your job, go all in for team, and manage expectations. Like, to me, for this to be leaked and you get to a team 12 hours later, that's not going all in for team. That's going all in for press.
And this is something, KJ, and I know at times you've agreed with me and times you've disagreed with me, but this is something.
That means it's a good show.
True. But this is something I've been talking about really all summer, about those little self-inflicted wounds and, like, is this as buttoned up as it need to be? Are these growing pains? And this just feels like kind of another thing. And again, it's not the end of the world in itself. It's not great, but it's not the end of the world. But it's just another little thing in that line of, you know, we're going to burn some cash. Oh, we're going to have less of a hard-ass culture. Oh, by the way, we do appreciate what Bill did. Oh, Matt Judon's arguing with me in front of everybody. Like, all the, like, just those little tiny things. Oh, Drake May outplayed Jacoby, but Jacoby's going to be my starter, right?
Right.
Like, those little tiny, and again, each of them in themselves, not the end of the world, right? You can handle it. But when you add them all up, that's when I sit here and I talked last night. Process, right? Is the process as buttoned up and as top down as it needs to be? And part of this guy's a rookie head coach, so there's going to be something. But, like, is it as buttoned up as it needs to be?
So here's a way of looking at it. We're using buttoned up as an example. Let's look at the shirt, right? You would expect Mayo to be probably around one of the bottom buttons. I'm not talking about in terms of rank, but in terms of, like, if that's not quite buttoned up just yet, there's still time for that. But when you start getting towards the top of the shirt, you don't want to be buttoned down two or three, you know, levels and not have the ability to wear that shirt. This team is not that good. So why are things not tighter at the top if you believe ownership is the one that leaked this out? Because they leaked it out to the press. Like, if Schefter is able to tell you, they're going to go with Drake May as the starter on Sunday, and the team doesn't know. Like, if Mayo has to say, well, these guys are on social media and they see these things, to me, that's an issue. Because now it's like, hey, if I need to tell you something, guys, or something needs to be discussed in the organization, you may just wait to see what's said on social media before you're ready to hear it from me.
Yeah, and then you wonder, I mean, is that almost a vanity play? Like, it sounds good, it feels good, so we're going to leak it out there ahead of time. You know, that you wonder if that comes into play. Because even, again, peel back the evidence here. You have a 10-part Dynasty documentary making the ownership group look as good as possible. You have a Don Vannata article, last month, about the secret campaign to get the owner in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Now, this is something that, you know, hey, they fire Bill because they want to, quote, you know, quote unquote, take their team back. Well, this is a huge step in that. Their head coach, a quarterback they like, right, going for. So you wonder, again, I'm not saying Kraft walked into Mayo's office and said start May. I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I don't believe that's the case
right,
either.
But I think when he found out, maybe, maybe him specifically, maybe not, but someone at that level found out and was so excited, wanted the good news out there and put it out there. And then next thing you know, you have a guy like, you know, I'm just throwing a name out there, but like Kyle Duggar and Christian Gonzalez, they find out about it secondhand.
Right. So that's the other part is if someone lower than the very top of ownership says, can I go ahead and run with this? Right. You would have to ask permission for something like that.
You would think. Yeah.
You would think. So somewhere either it was agreed or someone went rogue. If someone went rogue, I think we'd find out here in a couple of days.
Just had a theory. Like, and I don't mean to make accusations here, but remember we talked about how there was that article with Wickersham that Robin Glazer and Jonathan Kraft were asking the Patriots staffers last year, hey, why is Bill doing this? Should it be different with that clear implication that he wasn't going to be there? So then all of a sudden Mayo gets hired. Robin Glazer gets a title in football operations, special assistant to the head coach or whatever it is. So that ownership level, that executive level, is going to know just about everything that goes on in the head coach's office from either Mayo's direct connection to Kraft or anything through Robin Glazer, too. So, and I'm not saying it specifically was her or was Kraft, but at least in that level. That word is not going to just stay in Mayo's office. There's too many connections outward now, so it's just going to get into multiple people's hands right away.
So that doesn't feel like go all in for team, does that?
No.
Okay, so is the Patriot way kind of like dead now?
I think it's in large part.
Let's get to that. I want you to answer that on the other side of the break. Plus, join the conversation. KJ in line, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Still to come, would you rather, more likely to, either or. Plus, it's October. In fact, it's the middle of October, so you don't want to miss Sportstoberfest.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. Special beers that John and I drink on the air, named after players here.
That's why the show's always better after 8:30.
Well, actually, these beers crack open about 8:20 if you want to join us in the drinks. So that's still to come. But right now, it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo met with the media today this morning and announced that third overall pick Drake May will start Sunday's Week 6 matchup against the Houston Texans. Pats welcome Houston to Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1 p.m. In other Patriots news, the NFL has placed safety Jabril Peppers on the commissioner exempt list after he was arrested on assault and drug possession charges. Peppers cannot be with the team at practice or during games while on the exempt list. Bruins kicked off their 24-25 campaign last night in Florida, taking on the defending Cup champion Panthers. Well, there was no Stanley Cup hangover for it. The Panthers, 6-4, your final from Sunrise. Juuso Korpisalo got the start for the Bruins. He allowed all six goals. Goal scorers for the Bruins were Pavel Zacha, Charlie McAvoy, Trent Frederick, and David Pastrnak. Bees will return home tomorrow night to take on the Canadiens. Puck drop from the Garden at 7 p.m. And don't forget, you can catch Arcand and Hart with WEEI Afternoons live from Scores 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. All four division series in action across baseball today. Tigers took a 2-1 series lead over the Guardians today with a 3-0 win in Detroit. Mets looking to eliminate the Phillies in Citi Field. 0-0 the score in that one right now. Royals and Yankees facing off in Kansas City. First pitch set for 7:08. That series is tied at 1-1. And finally, the Padres will look to eliminate the Dodgers. First pitch set for 9:08. Timeout Market Boston. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of our city under one roof. My name is Zach Coe. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ and Lions coming up after this.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Good Wednesday to you. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We're about 20 minutes away from Would You Rather, More Likely To, Either Or. Plus, we've got to get to Jabril Preppers and what the NFL handed down. John Nets, Drake May, understandably excited, and I'm excited for him to get this start. But it feels like he's walking into a dying culture, which has been the Patriot way, which was do your job, manage expectations, go all out for team. Now, let me ask you, do you feel like guys have been doing their job?
Not completely, no.
Exactly. If Devin Gottschall was literally on the Greg Hill show stating how guys weren't doing their job, they were doing their own thing. In fact, violating number three, which is going off, go all in for team. Two, manage expectations. How do you think that's been handled?
So I think they've been kind of inconsistent with that because there was some things in the offseason. I think it was Kraft was like, oh, we could be better, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, I've already gone into my kind of conspiracy theory about they're pinning this all on Mac and Bill, and that's why they brought everyone else back and they think they're going to be good. But then right before the season, they was like, well, it's a process. We're going to see how it goes, you know. So I feel like they've sometimes managed them, but sometimes they've kind of gone overboard.
Right. When you don't do something, that means you're not doing it, right? It's like a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you're not. And then, of course, go all in for team, where this said team just found out today from their head coach, from his mouth, that there was a quarterback change, even though we've all known for at least 18 hours prior. So, to Drake May, how do you get success out of him in a situation that's rebuilding and an offensive line that needs to be rebuilt? Like, how does that, what to you, what does it look like this Sunday?
I think success for Drake May this Sunday, and I'm not trying to be flippant or rude or anything. It's like he gets through the game healthy and he looks just reasonably competent. But like that's all, I'm not even expecting him to be good. I'd be kind of like, I think in the long run he'll be good. But I mean, I just look, I've been saying this for 6 months, I feel like, that if you're going to start a rookie here, you need the rookie's development to be in a good place, but you also need that cast around him to be in a better place than it was. And I look at this cast around him, I don't feel better about it than I did a month ago, really. I mean, I know the offensive line played a little bit better against the Dolphins than they had the previous 2 weeks, if I'm being fair, but I don't feel a lot better about them. And then you're starting them against a Houston team that's going to be one of probably the best top three or four defenses you face as a team.
One of the top blitzing teams in the league.
Yeah, one of the best teams you're going to face the entire rest of the season. I mean, this again, it's just that's the thing here. It doesn't feel like starting him against a team that has the third best pass defense, eighth in sacks, eighth in quarterback rating allowed. Is that really the best spot for him when you have a bad Jacksonville team next week and a bad Miami team the week before? I don't know.
I think success looks like handing the ball off. Look, yeah. The great thing about your quarterback not getting hit is on run plays, right? Like, your quarterback doesn't take shots on running plays. So I think it's one of those situations where you might have to pick and choose your spots. And when you throw the ball, this may be one of those frustrating games for the receivers again, just because I really don't think you can just go ahead and open it up. I know fans are going to probably like let him cook. And I'm thinking, okay, do you want to see him get seared and burned immediately? The answer is no. So if Drake May doesn't have more than 18 to 20 attempts, I would be okay with that. If it meant that it was cautiously moving the ball downfield, getting time possession, you're really going to have to, you would have to, I think, and this makes sense when I think about it now, I think they had to get back to being comfortable knowing that Ramondre Stevenson was going to be focused on keeping that ball, not putting it on the carpet, because if you make the move to Drake May and you still have fumble issues, guess what eventually you're going to have to do? play catch up and throw the ball a lot on second and third down, especially just to keep yourself in the game. And that's where things get dangerous. So I think here's a great chance for the offensive line to see how good they are on the sleds with the humans versus kind of, you know, taking their drop steps back. And then Drake May trying to figure out what's going on. Like, you just got to be able to keep things calm and in front of them. And I think the way you do that is just lean on the run game. Look, if it's a boring game and it keeps him upright by the end of the game, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if you let Drake May cook in this one, you might have a kitchen fire. Because you look at the defense you're going against and that caster. And here's the, I mean, KJ, I know you love it when I talk about the offensive line, right? It's your favorite.
Well, here's
thing.
A good time to talk about it only because they're like the capos in front of the boss.
Yeah, it's Clemenza and Tessio, right?
So
The thing about the O-line, yeah, they were a little bit better against Miami. I agree with that, but it's your fifth combination in 5 weeks. Like, can you give me just 2 weeks in a row of the same guys? That's all I'm asking. 2 weeks in a row. Like, that's the part of this. Like Vidarian Lowe.
It's Drake May's first combination.
Yeah, sure. But Vidarian Lowe played pretty well the other day against Miami. Can he do that 2 weeks in a row? Because he was awful earlier in the year. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not sitting here saying sit May to week 14, but it feels like this. Not, and again, how many times have we said there's no such thing as a good spot for a rookie? There isn't. But some spots are better than others. And this just doesn't feel like a great spot for him. That's why I honestly said, I'm not trying to be rude when I say it. If he can just get through the game healthy, I'll be happy.
So does this put like the pressure on Elliott Wolf at looking towards the trade deadline? Because now you say, okay, our franchise quarterback is in there now. And you just can't say, okay, well, we're going to try and figure out what the guys that we have, because, you know, Jacoby, the crash desk dummy, has been back there. I'm not saying he was a dummy, but pretty much he was pretty like a body mercenary, yeah, right? He's the stunt double. But now the real actor is in there. And can you just say, nah, we're still going to try and work it out with these guys? Because if Drake May starts taking the hits that Jacoby Brissett's been getting, I don't know if Drake May is able to stand up or get up from all of those hits. And now Elliott Wolf becomes, you know what I mean, like in the middle of the scope of like, okay, when it was Brissett, you can understand trying to figure some things out. But once you actually put the prize in there and you still didn't do anything about it and the same thing happened, this isn't a Gerard Mayo thing. This isn't an Alex Van Pelt thing. This is a you thing. Does this speed up, you think? Elliott Wolf kind of like making some phone calls like, Hey, big guy, what you up to?
So I think when it comes to pressure on Wolf, it's more the pressure of, did you get May correct? Which, in fairness, in 5 games, in 10 games, we're not really going to know
12
that.
12 games, I would say you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, like, but you know how people are going to react, right? Like, but we're not going to know that. I think it's more the pressure for next off season, though, because let's say May looks competent, and maybe you feel like you can build on him there. Well, then you got to get that first-round draft pick tackle correct to protect May. You got to bring in a good receiver. You got to bring in maybe another tight end. Like, you got to bring in these things around him to elevate him. So I think if May plays poorly, it'll put some pressure on Wolf, like, hey, did you get this wrong? But if he plays competent to well, then it puts just the more future pressure on him. And you brought up a good point about May taking the hits. And this is something I talked about, that when I was down at training camp for EEI, I had a conversation with John Serenides of the New England Football Journal, and he's a former high school head coach. He's a former offensive line coach. This guy knows O-line inside and out. And we were just talking, just you know, two coaches talking football. And one of the things we both kind of said, and John brought this point up, was this dude needs to add like 10 pounds on his torso. Like, he's got a thin torso for an NFL player, and that's not going to bode well when he starts getting hit. Now, that conversation he and I had was probably 6-7 weeks ago. Maybe he added 10 pounds of muscle on his torso. Maybe he's
maybe
a
got
little
himself a BBL.
Yeah, maybe he's thicker there, right? But with 2 C's, of course.
It's like,
maybe he's thicker there. But that's another thing. Like, and that to Jacoby's Brissett's undying credit, those hits he took and kept getting up from would have knocked out a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
So that's the thing about May. And I know they're like, oh, it's football. Guys get injured. I get it. But guys get injured less often when the offensive line isn't the worst in the league. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, look, I don't want to say like what happens if Drake May gets hurt. It's just like, when you haven't taken these NFL hits, you don't even really know how to cuff your body to take these properly, right? So that only comes with time, right? The early Drew Bledsoe used to just get absolutely rocked.
Smoked.
Because he was, I mean, he was like a British soldier. I mean, if you want to know why the Brits lost is because, hey, if you line up in a straight line and wear red coats, it's not hard to pick you off from the trees. And I think if you've got someone who's standing up, now Drake May bends a little more. But again, you've heard me say, man, some of these defensive linemen, I mean, if Keon White is coming at you, you can't tell that that's a defensive end. You're like, you know what? I know safeties that are that fast. And this guy's like 50, 60 pounds heavier than a safety. So you know you're going to get clocked. And there are these other teams, like Houston, they are built like this. And this is where I would say, yeah, is this necessarily the best game? It, you know, like it's like when you went to the homecoming dance as a kid. And you might have been like a freshman in high school. You're like, yeah, you might not want to wear that if you don't want to be made fun of for the next couple of years in high school. I mean, bullying's not a funny thing. But it's the same thing with this Houston situation. It's like, you know those guys over there, if they smoke the quarterback, the conversation would be, oh, well, you couldn't have waited another week. Because the worst scenario is that if Drake May, even nicked up, not completely hurt, but if it's a high ankle sprain or something like that, where he'll be back in 4 weeks, well, what do you think happens for the next 3 weeks? Who go back to Jacoby Brissett?
It would have to be.
Right. So I'm not saying, oh, season injury. I'm just saying just the body adjustment. He may take a lick or a shot, that an ankle sprain or something like that. I mean, he might get a shoulder sprain or something like a rib injury. These things could happen, especially when you first get in there. And I don't think the fan base is going to be like, hey, it's football. Get back out there to see the guy destroyed. Because while you've been hit in college, and I would honestly say probably looking at some of his college tape, he really didn't get hit a lot. If anything, he got hit more when he decided to run and put himself into the field of play more so than people coming to get him, right? Because he was just a gunslinger. So here in the NFL, it's almost kind of like by the time you get to two, right as you're done saying two Mississippi, somebody is on your body on a regular play that could still be successful.
Yeah, I mean, even look at his limited game action against the Jets a few weeks ago. One drive, he's hit four times, sacked twice. Like,
maybe
what's
that's
up,
what they
man?
Had to wait for him to get ready from.
Yeah.
Maybe not like after that, he's like, I need like 4 weeks.
I know. And that's the thing. Like, you look at this, and again, I know there's never a perfect time, never, but you just, Miami last week, Jacksonville next week. The Jets, who have a great defensive front, yes, and a good roster, but they just fired their head coach the week after. The week after that, a bad Tennessee team. Like, much better spots for him to make his first start than again. And he could go out there and be good, and I could be wrong. But it's just, are you really, like, your job as a coach is to put your players in the best possible position to succeed. Now, it doesn't always work out, but just the best possible chance. And does this feel like the best possible position for Drake May to succeed in his debut?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned while there's no perfect scenario, let me give you a scenario of an offensive line that isn't really great, but because you have one trusted figure there, they went ahead with someone who you would figure like, oh my God, there's no way you'd put him in that situation, and that would be Brock Purdy with the San Francisco 49ers, right? Because you know that Trent Williams is your left tackle, you could be convinced that, okay, as long I know Trent Williams will be able to take care of his blind side, I just need you to do what you've been put in front of you to do. This is not the argument about weapons, what they have versus what's here. This is about that first line of offense that protects you so that way you can be comfortable to do the things that you want to be able to do. That's the concern I have for Drake May. If nobody, especially on his blind side, shows him the confidence to be able to stand tall and do the things that he's been working on, how does that affect him? And does that force him to, like, even when you hear people talking about Justin Fields, like, remember how, like, was he like a leading, he was one of the leading rushing quarterbacks a couple years ago?
Yeah, I want to say, not his rookie year, but maybe his second year.
Second year, right? But you go back and look, the guy never ran in college, right? So the guy's literally running for his life. That's the concern I would have about Drake May. It's kind of like, okay, you might be kind of subtly running for your life and for a really good reason, because you don't even have a trust on your blind side from your guard. I mean, maybe you line, maybe you go with a two tight end set more often just to get a chip. But even when we've seen some of these chips come on some of these players, I mean, they're still bending the line like these trees in Tampa right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, again, I understand it's the NFL. I understand guys can get hurt, guys can get hit. It just feels like, and I think Mike Girardi was on with Arcand and Hart earlier, and he's like, this really doesn't seem like what the plan was. Like, yes, there was a plan. Yes, he was going to play at some point, but you just get the feeling the plan wasn't, let's play him in week six after we've had five offensive line combinations in 5 weeks. Like, that just doesn't feel like what the plan was.
That wasn't ideal, but I would say, okay, maybe if you moved it to another week, you're over in Europe, there might be a bit of lag. I mean, I think Jacksonville is going to be over there really for like 2.5 weeks, right? So their game is there this week. They've got the game with the Patriots there next week. So they're really living over there. So maybe that's one of those situations, and that's what I thought. Like, that's the chance to kind of give it a launching pad. They're going to try a little too hard. They're still figuring some things out. Where Houston, it's almost kind of like, oh, man, this is a great chance to kind of fix whatever things that, or try out things that we've been thinking about trying out. It just feels like, yes, I don't think the initial plan was to say this is the time to roll them out. Now, you're like, KJ, well, if you thought it was next week, you can't be that far away.
No, but I think there is a difference between next week and this week, KJ. To your multiple times you've said this, I think you're correct.
Right. I don't want to make it seem I'm flip-flopping. I know we're in election season. But I think the plan wasn't that this offensive line would still be so uncertain. The leader of the offensive line would go down. And I think that's what makes this seem even tougher to make this decision. But I guess the other part of it is David Andrews isn't coming back in 2 weeks. Cole Strange, we don't know when that's happening. And then once he comes back, it's not like we've been seeing, you know, good to great stuff from this guy. They get to figure things out. So, like, literally the people that you've put high stock in on that line, and when you is still figuring some things out, even though he shouldn't really have to figure too many things out when he's where he wants to be. This is not ideal, but when is going to be? And I think this goes back to what we talked about in the first break. If you missed it, the Odyssey app is free. You can replay. Just type WEEI in the app and then click, and you can even save so you can come back anytime. But this is about, like, okay, getting into the conversation of, was this more of a marketing force? Like, hey, the fans are really screaming loud, and this is why you get the leak that, like, hey, we're going with Drake May this week. And then Mayo's, like, just, he's telling his team, like, 16, 18 hours later, like, do you think, like, the pressure of the fan base got to the upstairs portion faster than they would to the locker room?
And you also wonder, too, like, and with a rookie head coach in Mayo, first-year OC in Van Pelt, is there, I don't want to use the term peer pressure, but like there's this collective pressure of the owners excited about Drake May. The fans are excited about Drake May. I'm sure there's players on the team excited about Drake May.
Bo Nix is doing okay, which would be the comp, right?
You know? Bo Nix is doing well. Jaden Daniels is doing pretty well. Like there's all these factors where a more experienced coach who had more cachet built up could say, yeah, whatever, I don't care. I'm going to do what I think's best. But for a newer person, and this isn't just a judgment on Mayo, just in any position, a newer person might feel collectively all those pressures, and then that, you know, that little bit of extra pressure is the straw that breaks the camel's back, and he says, okay, yeah, we'll go this week instead of next week or 2 weeks from now.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Minutes away from would you rather, more likely to either or. Let's go to Dave on the Cape. Dave, thanks for calling WEEI. Good Wednesday to you.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm completely the opposite of you. The way I look at this is I believe in the preseason, Mayo said that he outplayed Brissett. So if they start him from the start, they could potentially be 3-2 right now. Let him take his lumps. On the plays, Brissett scared to throw. I'm kidding. He's going to throw, or he's an athlete. He can run a little bit. And if he's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt. I mean, let's not worry about that. It's the NFL, okay?
Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah, you should be worried if your rookie quarterback goes down and you virtually have no options.
Yeah, and look, the point about they'd be 3-2 right now, I think their loss to Miami had more to do with coaching than Jacoby Brissett. And I thought he was bad in that game. And I said this last night that the first three games I thought had nothing to do with Jacoby, really, even one way or the other.
But I think the shell shock caught up with him.
I do.
All the things for the weeks leading up to that, it's almost kind of like I don't trust what's in front of me.
And in fairness to him, I probably wouldn't either. But as the question I posed to you, KJ, already, if Jalen Polk gets his feet in bounds, is Drake May starting this weekend?
See?
Probably not. Like, and that's the thing. So even though, look, I thought Jacoby was bad against the 49ers, and I thought he was bad against Miami overall, not awful, but bad, missed that huge deep throw to Douglas, it just feels like this is not really part of their plan that we've been hearing about for months and months and months. They have this plan.
KJ and Lyons next. Would you rather more likely to either or, plus your text messages, 37937. Thank you so much for hanging out, WEEI.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Ba-dum-bum. KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Thank you so much for being here. Feels good to have a little consistency, John. You know, I think sometimes it's very important when you do weekend shows, like if you get to do other shows now, we're not making any statement of what may or may not be going on. But when you're on 2 days in a row, it feels like you have a momentum. It's like hitting two shots in a row at the local YMCA in a ballgame. You know what I mean? Once you hit two threes in a row, they're like, hey, let's feed him the ball because there's a consistency because he's hit two shots in a row.
It is. And you can follow up on things from the night before, right? Yeah. Not a week later. So, yeah, for sure.
So do we revise the KJ is going to try and at least win one game of college football 25 against Lions on Twitch?
One game in what time frame?
We could play the
in
game.
In the next 10 years.
Kidding. Zach, you hear him talking a little bit of smack there?
I want the winner.
Pause. No, I'm kidding. But look, I think we probably should set that game up for next Tuesday. Do we set it up for Monday night before Monday Night Football on Twitch?
You know what? I'll play.
I could play too. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to start singing excuses. And Zach, don't you chime in on this. My daughter has this thing about walking in key moments of the game. I know, John, what you're going to say. So when you were down 28-0, that's when your daughter walked in and you threw the pick six? Like, yes, that's what happened.
Yeah, it's walking in the room.
It's
walking in the
controller.
Room, where's the Wells report?
So Twitch, WEEIKJ, that is my Twitch handle. And we did set up. Now, the funny thing was, and you'll get a laugh out of this, Zach, just to test the stream, we ran a real quick game of MLB The Show. Oh, my God, John threw five pitches and three of them got hit out of the ballpark.
Yeah, I was down, I think, 6-0 in the second inning.
It was a team I'd never played with the Rangers before. I was just like, okay, John's got to stop throwing the sinker in the middle of the... I thought I was waiting for John to say, well, maybe it's a little bit of lag on my side. I use Wi-Fi and not
smoked.
Ethernet.
No. I'm a man of integrity and a man of the people. I was getting smoked in that MLB.
Yeah, because even Jackson wanted a piece of the action because I think Jackson was like, hey, I heard KJ lost to John. Let me play KJ so that way I can get on the story and burn KJ and set up... kind of like a final boss with The Rock in WWE. I think that's the angle he was looking for.
Yeah.
So next Monday night, let's do it right. I don't want to say right before Monday Night Football starts. What do you want to fire up at like 7 o'clock?
7? Well, yeah, so Columbus Day Monday at 7?
Oh, see, my kid will really be home in my face. Yeah.
Well, no, you can entertain your kid during the day. So
watch me get waxed. Well, that's the thing. So 7 p.m., WEEIKJ on Twitch. We will broadcast live KJ versus Lyons in a game of college football 25 on Xbox. I'm kind of scared now.
Put the link on X. Yeah, but my dynasty team's doing pretty good, man. I'm hauling in those 4- and 5-star recruits.
I've gotten a couple of those. Now, the funny thing
is, it's always a good feeling.
Have you ever heard of an OJ Simpson player with video games? You know what that means?
I don't know if I want to know.
See, you're learning. It's not what you think. O.J. Simpson, it was classically known for when he golfed, would pick up his ball right there on the spot and then purposely fudge his scorecard. So sometimes when I play these franchise games, if I'm down 28-0, I have no shame in returning to the hub.
Oh, I've done that a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've done that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because I want to admit that.
What I did do is I'm in my second season, and my first season, I played it honestly, and get this, I lost in the college football playoff on a walk-off pick six. I wanted to go on the roof of my house and jump off. Like, it was brutal. But so this second season,
just hit
I'm like...
reset button every do you ever think that way again? It's okay, John.
So this second season, I'm like, you know what? I'm winning a national championship. So I've lost two games so far. One of them I was an idiot, and I simulated through, and I lost. But... The rest, the other one I actually legit lost, but then there was a couple other ones where I was like, no, I need to win this game, and I went returned to the hub and went back.
Zach, are you ridiculously playing with Boston College and going out there playing with a midget?
It's funny that you say
They call him Zach O'Brien.
So it's funny you say that.
Zach Castellanos throws another pick, you know.
My first season with BC, I'm in the college football playoff with playing Texas.
Oh, that's very realistic.
Yeah, right? BC versus Texas. That's probably how it's going to work out in December this year.
I'm telling you, man, the walk-off pick six.
Women's basketball, maybe. Yeah.
That, like, in my whole, and I don't play video games all the time, but my whole life of playing video games, that's like a bottom five moment I've ever experienced.
I was down by a touchdown in the playoff, and I have the ball. I need to go like 80 yards. I run a little slant route with my wide receiver, and I go to break it, and the safety comes out of nowhere and tackles me at the one as time expired, and I lost.
Oh.
I thought you were going to tell me that and it was an interception by Zach Castellanos. And I'm kidding. Couldn't see over his O-lineman. All right. That's going to be next Monday night, 7 p.m. WEEIKJ on Twitch. KJ versus Lions, College Football 25. We will send out not text reminders, but we'll send out a tweet reminder coming up here over the next couple of days. All right, before we get to Would You Rather More Likely To, either or, 37937, Zach, what you got on the text line?
Well, this one just came in. Someone said that they're glad they're not the only grown man who does this.
OJ Simpson's the game, return to hub. There you go. At least admit it, and it'll prevent you from doing illegal things.
And like everywhere. I said, as long as you don't do it all the time, but like once in a while, if you're like, you know what, I don't have it this game.
You know how many times I've reset Texas versus Georgia, the championship game? Two more texts, then we'll get to the bit.
Alrighty, this person says, Jaden Daniels has been getting hit hard and he is skinnier than Drake May. You guys are being soft.
Yeah.
Well, wait till Drake May. And here's the thing. I don't want to see Drake May run for 85 yards in a game. That's just not what the plan is.
Jaden Daniels been sacked 5 fewer times than Jacoby Brissett and pressured on dropbacks 15 fewer times per PFF. I think that's a reasonably sizable difference.
I got my stats capo just actually whacking knees here. One last one, and then we'll get to Would You Rather.
Don't get success for Drake May confused with winning. There's no expectation for them to win this coming week or, for that matter, more than maybe one more game this year. Success is progression in his skill set.
So I agree. Okay, I don't know how you feel, KJ. I think that's a valid point from the texter.
Well, I've said all season, hey, I would like to see games where they're competing, where the game is in the balance, and that's already kind of happened this season minus two games. Two games they were completely out, three games they were in or could have potentially won. One of them they did win. Okay, so yeah, maybe the beer's good. Maybe people are going to be like, man, the beer somehow tastes a little bit better this week when I'm here. And the pretzels, they seem to have the right salt balance. You know what I mean? Like, so I guess it's going to be like this oral good feeling of just like, hey, the atmosphere just feels better. And nobody's expecting a win. Now, I'll tell you who's expecting a win. The Patriots, right? You don't prepare. You don't play the game to lose. You play to win. Because if that's the case, then this team would have no wins based on everybody who was on paper in front of them. So, if the team expects to win and the balance of the game is there and Drake May is able to pull off the four-minute drill against a Houston team that have no Nico Collins, who happens to be C.J. Stroud's best receiver, his favorite receiver. You've seen Stephon Diggs before, so maybe there are some things that can happen that the game can remain close, and then something could happen, and then it would be euphoric. The pretzels, the beer was great, and the team won.
Yeah, and I think the biggest things you want to walk away from this season, and I've said this since I feel like July, is there's two things. You want to walk away feeling good about Gerard Mayo as your head coach, and you want to walk away feeling good about Drake May as your starting quarterback. And maybe that's 5 wins, maybe that's 6 wins. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a couple close losses here and there. But you want to walk away from this season saying, you know what? Their roster wasn't great, but Gerard Mayo's on to something, and Drake May looks like the future. I think if you get that feeling when you walk away from this season after Week 18, then that, to me, is what is considered a success.
Next, the Bruins weren't successful last night, and the goalie was even worse. But now it's time for...
Yeah!
Uh-huh.
Would you rather more likely to...
What?
Either or, I ask of you.
Yeah.
Would you rather more likely to... Either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather... more likely to happen, and either or. They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All righty, kicking things off with Would You Rather. Would you rather the Patriots keep Alex Van Pelt through next year with Drake May, or Drake May start with a new offensive coordinator next season?
So I'd rather them keep him for the consistency and development, but I mean, I don't know. If Josh McDaniels or Nick Haley will come back, I would take them. But if you're asking me either or, I would take him to stay for development.
See, I would say go with the new quarterback, new coordinator at the beginning of the year, especially if someone who's an offensive guru who says, hey, I see and I like what can be done with Drake May. Here's what's not happening. Here's what could happen. Here's how he can be more proficient. And I don't think the system that's in play right now would work for him. I would be open to new takers at the top of the year.
Alrighty, next up, more likely to happen before the end of the season. Aaron Rodgers goes off on the New York media, or Gerard Mayo goes off on the Boston media?
Oh, definitely Rodgers. He already thinks he's better and smarter than everybody he speaks to. You know, if they start losing a few games, he's going to have one of those. And it'll be that passive aggressive, like, didn't you know that vaccines were fake? You guys are all in the media. You know, some stupid thing like that. That's where it's going to be. It's going to be Rodgers, not Mayo.
Talk about writing an epitaph on KJ and Lyons' tomb already. You know the texts are coming in for that. But look, I don't think Gerard Mayo goes off on the Boston media because I think he knows what his position is in the organization. Where with Aaron Rodgers, he thinks he is the organization. So I think it's going to be within 2 weeks. I think there's going to be a full-on revolt, and there'll be no Robert Saleh to say anything. And I think his interim head coach is going to just sit there and watch him burn. And it'll be so fun to watch. In fact, I might drive just to Connecticut and stand on one side of 15 and look all the way down it and see him burn on the other side in New York City. Next.
Either get breast surgery to improve your social media engagement numbers or take a job as the bodyguard of a kingpin's hot 25-year-old daughter.
You know, they really push the social media, because here's the thing. I would do the breast surgery because the breast surgery could be removed.
Plus, what if David Ortiz comes up to the Kingpin's route? No, I'm not going to say that.
I would just make sure I would have my seat at the table facing the street. No, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, it was mistaken identity.
Or just drive off in the white Lexus, right? Look, taking the job of the bodyguard, Kingpin's hot 25-year-old daughter, you guys may fall in love, you may have a night of passion, and then suddenly when you realize you can't do it, you're in and you can't get out. So, hey, at least with the breast surgery, I can go back and have him taken out. A little so job.
You can get into the walking bets game.
I too can get 10 million views just by stepping down the sidewalk. And you know how much money would come in for us, John?
$20.
No, we new agent. That would be tons of money. So
I thought most of it would go to Zach Coe.
Zach may have to be our pimp if that's the case. Okay, next hour of KJ and Lyons in minutes here on WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.